Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5 years ago today, U.S. had an insurrection. January the 6th, look, we'll always view January the 6th as a dark day in this country, right? I think that that's fair to say. Not a shining moment. A dark day. A stain on this country's history. And the 5 years that have went by, I don't think we've really, you know, they say you learn from your mistakes. I can't say that we've really learned from our mistakes, which is unfortunate. And I say a dark day because this was self-inflicted. There are two dates in the last 30 years that just stand out. We think about 9/11. And I think about, most recently, January the 6th. This was not about in my opinion, Democrats, Republicans, specific policies. This was all about someone wanting to remain in power and utilized his supporters to attack the Capitol. And it's something that I think that our country's going to continue to struggle with. And let me explain why. I think that people will struggle with dealing with and accepting responsibility for January the 6th because we as a nation haven't accepted responsibility for it. Our own citizens marched, protested, and then attacked the Capitol. Let's just call it for what it was. It wasn't a peaceful protest. We know that. But we are 5 years removed from that day, and we haven't accepted the accountability for it. And look, we said on the show yesterday about accountability and Governor Walz with fraud. And when you're the CEO of something, whether you had a hand in every single part of this or that or whatever, you're going to deal with it. That's part of your job. You're the face of that. Donald Trump pardoning the insurrectionists furthers the point that I'm making and that we're not healing from it. Let's go ahead and wipe this away. That's not accepting responsibility for one of the most horrific days that we've seen in our country. And that is fundamentally a problem. We wonder why we talk about people deal with trauma and people deal with stress and people deal with so many different things. I'm not saying it'll ever be easy to get past something, but you got to look in the mirror and say, you know what? Yeah. And what is the big example of not learning from your mistakes is reelecting someone that did harm the way they did harm on January the 5th. It ain't just me thinking this. I mean, heck, someone that has been in the news for all the wrong reasons for months because he was assassinated, because he was murdered. Charlie Kirk. He was shot and killed tragically in the state of Utah. But remember what Charlie Kirk had to say about January the 6th.
So Mitch McConnell said that we are not going to tolerate criminal behavior. I completely and totally agree. I think that all the people that came into Congress today that broke the law, they should be held to the highest level of criminal prosecution.
Remember that day? Mike Pence, the vice president of the United States of America. Donald Trump wanted him to defy the Constitution.
And then on that day, President Trump asked me to put him over the Constitution. But I chose the Constitution, and I always will. And I really do believe that anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And anyone who asks someone else to put themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States again. I've been very forthright about this issue.
That was Mike Pence speaking as recent as, I believe that cut, when I looked it up earlier, was from 2024. When's the last time Mike Pence has done a speech? I haven't seen him around lately.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that I hate in this world right now are the people that look at us in our faces and they gaslight us and they lie and lie and lie and lie. Right now, I could say that Josh Wheeler has on a Versace suit and some Ferragamo shoes.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, he's got a Minnesota Wild hat on and a St. Cloud State hoodie on.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Is that a Nike hoodie?
It is a Nike.
I like that.
Yes. Yeah.
But I'm telling the truth about what you're actually wearing.
Yep.
But I could sit here and say that you're wearing the attire of one Tom Brady or something. I hate when people lie to us. We've seen the footage. We've seen the video from when it was happening in real time on TV. All the outlets were reporting on it. And since, there's been a lot of footage that we have seen, well-documented, behind-the-scenes stuff. I don't think anybody out there in the listening audience should look at any other person and with a straight face say that it was a peaceful protest and it was just a tourist day. Because you know that's a damn lie. It got violent. We had people die on January the 6th. And I know that the word peaceful is in the soundbite, but did y'all really think or buy in that Trump wanted his supporters to march over to the Capitol peacefully?
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building. to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
He's and patriotically.
Yeah.
Make your voices heard.
I mean, they got the patriotic. Donned and everything that's patriotic. But the first part, man, that's the key. That's the key point. By the way, they were in the same exact spot today protesting. Everybody that was pardoned had a big old rally.
Was Nick Shirley there?
Maybe.
You know, because he was at January the 6th. Do you know where you were when all this stuff was transpiring, when it was going on?
I mean, yeah, I was at the time I was working at Whole Foods. That was my COVID job pretty much, was through COVID, and 2021 was Whole Foods. And I caught glimpses of it throughout the day, and I couldn't really
the reality
of it didn't really sink in of what was actually happening. I was like, okay, so they broke into some office in D.C.? No, they broke into the Capitol.
The reason why I asked you that question, and I asked the question, and people can chime in, 651-461-9226. We can take phone calls here in this final segment of the opening hour, because I'd love to hear from you. What were you thinking when it was actually going on? No, I'm dead serious.
No.
Because I was trying to wrap my head around it, too.
Mm.
Okay? We knew it wasn't good to see the scenes and to see all the pushing and shoving and the Capitol Police are trying to fend off people. We knew that wasn't good. But the thing that I kept saying to a few colleagues was, why isn't he coming out and saying something about stop, stop, stop? You know what I'm saying? Like nip it. These are your people. You've spoken to them. You've had some sort of rally here. This is supposed to be some sort of protest, right? Peaceful. Yep. Why are you not, for lack of a better term, calling off the dogs? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
That part just
the way I've phrased it all day today and even then was, that was the beginning of America being a laughingstock, because you went from that to having a president that just did not want to give up the reins when it clearly he was not fit for the job for the last few years, to now where we have a different guy running the country again, and it's still just a laughingstock, if not more.
Listen, if you had said to me, after all of that, in that day specifically, where people died, that this country would reelect him. And even with all the, you know, the document stuff and the Jack Smith and all the investigations, and he's, you know, he is a felon, to think that we will put ourselves in a situation to put this person back into a person now that people in his previous administration, back when he was first elected, they said this man should be nowhere near the codes. To know, and we were told this by people that were part of his first administration.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it again. That we would stoop to this level and just say, yeah, I'm up for round two. I don't get it. But what were you thinking on that day? 651-461-9226. Your phone calls, your texts will take. Oh, I'm not trying to frustrate you. From the text line, Henry, I normally enjoy your show, but I just can't take it tonight. You're spot on, but it's too depressing. I'm not trying to depress you. I'm not. I'm probably depressing you, and I'm probably depressing myself, but I'm also dealing in reality. I mean, that's what I aim to do. For the 651, I love this one. The only riot the Dems haven't supported in 100 years. Get over it! The FBI was there and security gave tours of the Capitol. Not living in reality. I'm sorry, Texter. You're just not. You are part of the problem. You are part of the problem. From the 763, I didn't vote for Trump. I just want you to know that before I say what I'm going to say, but the majority of this country voted for Donald Trump a second time, and he got all the states and the majority populist votes. The majority doesn't care about January 6th. That's how sad our country is. Let's take a phone call from, it's been a while, Dave in Andover. How you doing, Dave?
Yeah, I talk to you occasionally.
Yeah.
This is very, This is a very important day, and what went on is called sedition, and that is attempting to or allowing someone to attempt to overthrow
the government. Yeah.
The government.
Yep.
But there's no one, not politicians. He's got the Supreme Court on a string. Isn't anything that anyone can do because Trump has got everything under his thumb.
Hey, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it, Dave, in Andover, and I hope you're doing well, my man. I know that Dave's been through a lot here the last couple of years. I think his wife was ill, but I appreciate the phone call from Dave. When I say dealing in reality, today is January the 6th. Okay? From the 612, I also am tired of the Trump bashing that goes on. This must be Talk to Text because this is WCCO. Mm-hmm. I get it. Talk to Text is fine. I just have to tune out for a while. This is not Trump bashing. This is talking about today in historical context.
It happened.
So you can like, and this is why the talk of this opening hour is, or the theme should be, dealing in reality.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that talking about January the 6th and this being the 5th anniversary on January the 6th is Trump bashing, you have no clue. You just don't.
Yeah.
Like, how is that? We're talking about a historical day in the country on the date. That's not Trump bashing. That is dealing in reality.
The stuff third graders are taught about. This is a U.S. history lesson. Basically.
But this is the problem.
Yeah.
Us as Americans, if we want to do better, we got to accept the challenge to do better.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't. Like the guy said, get over it. Are we just getting over 9/11? We never going to talk about that again? Are you telling Jews to just get over the Holocaust? That's really rich for people to tell people to just get over it. To tell, like, a parent to just get over their child being murdered. Or just tell a woman to get over being raped. Like, nah.
I've been told when I've talked about my cancer journey, well, get over it. You're past it. You're done. It's not how that works.
Bro, that's part of your life. That lives with you forever.
Yeah. It's crazy that people kind of live in their own little reality of what they want to consume and what they won't. And Adam talked about it earlier this morning.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm watching it happen right on the TV. This isn't something that we're just making up or trying to, you know, this isn't a conspiracy we're creating. This is actually happening. There's nothing disputable about it.
The reason why people get mad when we talk about Trump in the way that we talk about Trump is because there's no positive stories with Donald Trump.
Mm.
It's pedophile scandals. It's tariffs. Like, if there was something awesome to talk about it, we would talk about it. There's nothing positive to talk about. And yesterday we led the show talking about Governor Tim Walz stepping down.
Yeah.
Be accountable for the fraud in the state. So, but that to me shows what the theme of this opening hour has been. Is that there are just people that just don't want to accept, man, we're in a bad place, and you don't want to accept reality when it hits you in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, just get past it. Get past what? When I go to the grocery store, it's continuing to get higher.
Yeah.
In terms of my groceries.
Yeah, I need eggs.
My gas is a little bit cheaper, though.
Yeah. Hey, I'll there
take
you go.
That. I'll take that.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.